So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the order of the daily avodas. Regarding the avodas relevant to our discussion, according to Abishol, the order is as follows: Hatavas chamash neiros, dam hatamid, hatavas shtei neiros, ketoris, evarim, mincha, chavit nesachim. According to the Chacham, the order is dam hatamid, hatavas chamash neiros, ketoris, hatavas shtei neiros, evarim, mincha, chavit nesachim. Now, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph said, Keteris shel shachar hesekreva bin dam leivarim, shel bin rabayim bin avarim lenesachim. The Keteris of the morning would come between the dam atamid, the sprinkling of the blood, and the bringing of the evarim of the tamid shel shachar. And the Keteris of the evening would come between the evarim and the nesachim. Now, regarding the morning, the Mishnah seems inaccurate according to both shitas. According to the Chacham, the Keteris was bin dam leneris. According to Abishal, the Keteris was Beineris Leivarim. However, the Gemara explains, La'olam Rabbani, u'besidra le'kamari. The Stam Mishnah is actually the Pinya of the Chacham. However, the Mishnah is not teaching the specific order of the Avodas, rather pointing out the difference that the Keteris of the morning is brought before Leivarim, while the Keteris of the afternoon is brought after Leivarim. This is learned from the Pasuk regarding the Tamash Rabbein Abayim. K'minchas ha'beker u'cheneskei tasa. Ma minchas habeker keteris kedemis lenesachim, afkan keteris kedemis lenesachim. The keteris of the afternoon is performed similar to the morning keteris. Just like the morning keteris comes before the nesachim, so too does the afternoon keteris come before the nesachim. However, it does not come before the evarim as it does in the morning, because the pasuk says, "Keminchas habeker v'lo keivari habeker." It precedes the minchas nesachim as it does in the morning, but does not precede the Ivarim as it does in the morning. The Gemara now cites the pasuk of Nesachim of the Karban Tamid. The Nesachim that accompany the Karban Tamid are a quarter of a hin of wine. It's not clear from the pasuk if it's referring to the Tamid Shal Shachar or the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Rabbanan say that it's referring to the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, because it's written right after the mention of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And Yilmad Shal Shachris Mishal Arvis. Rebbe says that it's referring to the Tamid Shal Shachar, because the word Echad is used regarding the Tamid Shal Shachar in the earlier pasuk as a Keves Echad Tasav HaBeker Ves a Keves HaSheini Tasav Bein Arbayim, and Yilmud Shal Arvis Mishal Shachris. We learn one from the other. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Im Hayikah and Gadol Zaken Oy Istinis Mecham Eloy Chamen Umatil Latech Hatzaynin Kedei Shetafik Tzinasin. If the Kohen Gadol was elderly or sensitive, they would pour hot water that was kept hot from Erev Yom Kippur into the mikveh so that it would not be that cold. The Gemara cites a braisa which offers another method. Ashashia shel barzel hoy mechamen me'Erev Yom Kippurim u'matil l'tech tzenik kedei shetafik tzinasin. They would keep large pieces of iron in hot coals all night and then place them into the water, thereby reducing its chill. The Gemara asks, v'ale mitzaref, putting hot iron into cold water strengthens the iron, which is considered tziruf, and forbidden because of makah bepadash, striking the final blow. The Gemara offers two answers. Shlo higia letziruf, the iron was not that hot when they put it into the water and would not be strengthened. Davish ein meskaven mutter, it is permitted to do a permissible act on Shabbos, which might result in an unintended forbidden act. This is generally the opinion of Reb Shimon. However, in this case, even Behuda, who generally holds Davish ein meskaven aser, would agree that it's mutter because this is a case of tziruf derabbanan. The next Mishnah continues to describe the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, who has, per the previous Mishnah, just finished the daily avodas and will now proceed to the avodas Yom Kippur. He must now change mibigdei zahav lebigdei lavan to the linen garments worn by the Kohen Gadol for avodas Yom Kippur. Therefore, zok the Mishnah, hevi'uhu lebeis haparva ubakodesh ha'isa. The Kohen Gadol was brought to the Beis HaParva, built within the Azara, atop of which was the mikveh the Kohen Gadol used for all subsequent tefillahs, which must be b'makom kadosh. As the pasuk states, "V'rachatz es besara b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavish es begadav." These tefillahs are part of the avodas Yom Kippur. Parsu sadin shel butz be'inoy le'bein ha'am, they would spread out a linen sheet for privacy. Kiddush yodav raglu b'fashat, according to the Tanakhama, he would first do kiddush dem raglayim, wash his hands and feet from the kir, and then disrobe. Reb Meir oimer pashat kiddush yodav raglu. According to Reb Meir, he would first disrobe and then do kiddush dem raglayim. This machlekes was explained on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Yard betavol, olive in this topic. He immersed and dried himself. He viu loy bigdei lavan, lavash v'kiddush yad v'raglav. He was presented with the linen garments, which he donned, and then did kiddush dam raglayim. It seems that hakol moedin v'kiddush sheni shalevish v'achakach mekaddush. Remeir agrees that the second kiddush dam raglayim was done while already wearing the new garments. And if I'm based on a beis, there is a machlikas amirum whether Rebbe agrees with this opinion. The Mishnah continues. B'shachar ha'yaleivish pelusin shal shnei masar mana, ben rabayim handuyin shal shmeina meyazuz divrei meir. V'chacham meimim, b'shachar ha'yaleivish shal shmeina asar mana, u'ben rabayim shal shnei masar mana. The Kohen Gadol wore extra fine Egyptian linen for the morning avoda, and fine Indian linen for the afternoon avoda. Remeir maintains that their value is 12 and 8 mana respectively, for a total value of 20 ma, while the Chacham held that their value was 18 and 12 mana respectively for a total value of 30 mana. Hakol shloishim mana, elu mishal tzibur, v'imrotz lahisiv meisu mishalai. The above mentioned amounts were allocated from the public funds. However, the Kohen Gadol may add to this amount from his own funds should he wish to be mahadir with these special garments even more. The Gemara in the following daf will explain and elaborate on this Mishnah.